Government, with the support of the World Bank and DFID, is building a pipeline of projects under the public-private partnership to help address the infrastructural deficit, which currently stands at $1.5 billion. The PPP policy was launched in October 2011. The initiative is to build capacity and to mobilize support for private sector to work together with the public sector in the provision and the management of infrastructural facilities and services. The Director of Public Investment Division of the Ministry of Finance, Mrs. Madeline Apinting, told Radio Ghana that a number of projects have been targeted to be undertaken under the PPP policy.
We have been able to put a pipeline of projects together, and currently we have transaction advisors working on the following projects: the Accra-Takoradi Highway Rehab and Dualization Project. We've awarded the pre-feasibility study to a company to undertake the study and therefore to start preparing the project for possible bidding by various sponsors. We also have the expansion of the Accra-Tumamoto Way. We are also looking at recruiting a transaction advisor to quickly review the existing road and also give us a view on how we can proceed on this road, whether we should have a 4-lane, a 6-lane. We want to identify exactly what we want, looking at the statistics and putting all of that together. We are also looking at the Buankra Inland Port and Eastern Railway Line project. We want to build the inland port, so we are also looking at the feasibility of that. There are some feasibility studies, but because these feasibility studies are quite old, we want to review them and make sure that within the PPP framework, we have put them together, and then we can go out to our sponsors and our bidders and get value for money for this project. Again,
it came to light at a public-private partners forum in Accra that it takes about 7 years from the inception to the time a PPP project takes off in Africa. Mrs. Apinting outlines the processes in project execution and the way forward to speed up project implementation.
In a typical PPP process, what should normally happen is you would have to conduct a full feasibility study or an outline business case that gives you the assurance that as you engage with the private sector, they are able to come on board and they are able to actually provide you with the services and the project as you would wish. But if you do not really understand the project that you are undertaking, it is very difficult to get the private sector on board. You do not just want the private sector to come and say, well, I want to do this road and it is going to cost you $100 million. You would want to do your own feasibility and understand that, well, if I do this project, the maximum I can take in terms of the private sector coming in is $80 million or even $100 million. But if you do not actually undertake your feasibility study, it will be very difficult for you to estimate. Basically, you would want to conduct a needs analysis in an outline business case. You want to look at your solutions, the options, analysis that you have for that project. You want to conduct a project due diligence. You want to undertake value assessment. By this, I mean value for money assessment, to know exactly whether the project you are procuring gives you value. If the beneficiaries go on that road, are they going to get value for money? Are there still potholes on that road? What does the private sector have to bring on board in terms of key performance indicators? These are things that you want to look out for. Again, you want to do an economic evaluation. You want to check whether this brings value to, for social aspects on the ground, economic value to the people who are actually using a particular service or an asset. And then from that point, you go to the procurement of the process. After you have conducted all these studies in terms of your needs analysis and the others I've mentioned, you want to now go and procure the project. You first of all request for qualification or an expression of interest from various firms. You request for proposal for your selected firms to actually tell you how they intend to undertake the project. You evaluate, you negotiate, and then you finally award. So obviously this process takes time, but if we go through a concerted effort to ensure that these processes have a specific timeline and that sector ministries are also willing and able and have the capacity to undertake these projects, then obviously we will cut this process from the 7 years to possibly under 2 years. And this means that we all have to be on top of it. We have to be alert. Both the private sector, both the public sector have to be alert. Citizens have to be alert. We all have to change their attitudes and expect that the public sector will deliver when they have to deliver, and that the private sector will also deliver when they have to deliver. I think this is how we can move forward in ensuring that our projects do not go through 7 years of process.
Director, Public Investment Division of the Ministry of Finance, Mrs. Magdalene Apinting.